down the line.
Welcome to Train Hot Blog, the podcast I record on BART on the way back from burning video games, hot dog. This is episode one. So today I'm going to be talking about Dorf. I'm going to be looking up Dorf on Wikipedia. Died. No, that's not what I mean. Swipe. Diminutive character portrayed by Tim Conway, but it does not have a Wikipedia entry for Dorf. Well, I think I saw one for Dorf on Golf, so that's going to have to do. Dorf on Golf. This page has some issues. Okay. Oh man, look at that funny looking guy. He's got no shins. No shins, Dorf. Starring Vincent Schiavelli. Oh, it's a lovely character actor. Dorf on Golf is a 1987 comedy film starring Tim Conway, Vincent Schiavelli, and Michelle Smith. The film is first in the series of eight films. Eight? Holy crap. So, there are eight of these movies. Released by Conway using the Dorf supporting theme. The film had a total cast of three. There are eight Dorf movies? There are eight Dorf sports movies? I'm looking this up right now. IMDb. Dorf. Dorg. Thanks. Dorg. Dorf. Steven Dorf. Clearly. Dorf on Golf. Direct to video, 1987.
Today, Dublin, pleasant to bound train.
We first add the plot.
Three off-bound passengers for this train as well. This is for transfer announcements down the line.
Tim Conway. Critic reviews. Okay, I'm looking for a list. Rated 6.6 out of 10. That's pretty good. You can see all the photos. Vincent Schiavelli looks like he's... No, he is dead, actually. But he looks like he's dead. That's what matters. Writer Tim Conway. I knew this. Okay, how do I... Where's the movie connections thing? I remember there used to be this thing, movie connections, that told you what movies were connected. Maybe they don't have that anymore. Maybe you need IMDb Prime.
Next up, Powell, now approaching Powell's PC.
We've got the trivia, we've got the quotes. I'm just going to search for Dorf again, because that worked last time. Ford, no. I need to type, teach, swipe, Dorf, because Dorg, 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 Dorf. Not Steven Dorf. Dorfman, David Dorfman. Natalie Dormer, Pandorum, man, I think, I'm not believing this claim on Wikipedia that there are eight Dorf movies. It really wants me to be the first to add the plot. Doris Day. Larry Dorf. Dorf goes fishing. Okay, alright. That's a thing. I could be the first to add trivia for Dorf goes fishing. This one's rated 6.2 out of 10. You're falling down on the job, Tim Conway. Alright, what if happens if I hit be the first to add the plot? Does this take me... Oh, I need to log in. No, come on. No.
Next stop, Montgomery. Now approaching Montgomery Street Station.
Doc meets Dorf. Dorf punks. Dorf goes auto racing. Alright, that's a thing. I don't know how I'm supposed to find a list of Dorf movies because IMDb and Wikipedia have both failed me. Alright. Oh, so it's just on YouTube. That's cool. That's where this goes after I finish the Wikipedia page.
Just
watch that and live commentate. Film had a forecast of three. Cast: Tim Conway as Dorf, Vincent Schiavelli as Leonard, Michelle Smith as Boom Boom.
Doors are closing.
Boom Boom, like, Boom Boom is not... Boom Boom is not in the on the cover. But apparently, Boom Boom is the only female character. So this film totally fails the Bechdel test. Oh, she's been featured in magazines including Playboy, Bustle and Fitness, Swimmer USA, Swimmer International, New Review, The New spelled N-U-E, Wild Motorcycles, Full Throttle, V-Twin, Hot Rod, Easy Rider, and Works. In addition to modeling, she designs women's clothing and lingerie, especially for the motorcycle market. She sounds pretty attractive, but there's no photo here, so I can't say for sure. Alright, characters. Dorf is the main character, giving instruction on how to play golf. He is apparently Swedish. His accent is from Conway's Mr. Tudball character, could be Tudbull, on the Carol Burnett Show. And he is about as tall as a 5-year-old. His height and some humorous movements are achieved by Conway standing in a hole with fake shoes attached above his knees. As a result, Dorf always stands in one place. Dorf is not... Dorf does not walk places. Leonard is Dorf's clueless caddy, about twice as tall as Dorf. As Dorf tells Leonard what to do, he'll usually answer right. When he finds the 5-iron, Dorf proclaims, "You get your numbers and colors down, you're going to be a real threat." He already looks like a real threat, so I can understand why he might say that. Boom Boom is a posing character, a shapely blonde that helps Dorf out when he is explaining the dog leg hold. Ooh, okay, there are way too many scare quotes in this sentence. She annoys Dorf when her hot dog sticks to his stick and when she drops an illustration because she's fixing her hair. Yeah, this is the height of comedy. External links. Dorf on Golf of the Internet Movie Database. This is a pretty... This is not very comprehensive. Maybe there's a Dorf Wikia. Dorf Wikia. Dorf Wikipedia. Okay, let's go to that. Dorf was force sensitive and a Jedi. A senior Padawan in the Jedi Order, the Padawan was at the Jedi Temple on Coruscant during the Clone Wars. Following the Battle of Kothless, Dorf joined fellow Padawan Bill Rill and Master Tarya Damson late one evening for a meal in one of the Jedi Temple dining halls. During the meal, Jedi Anakin Skywalker entered the abandoned room and sat alone, as he did not want to discuss the events on Kothless. I can see why. Appearances. Clone Wars Gambit Stealth. Notes and references. Yeah, Clone Wars Gambit Stealth. Another language, I can read this in German. I'm not going to try that. And then there's a bunch of links to a bunch... Okay, this is not... I'm pretty sure this is not about the guy with no shins. Novel in a series of novels that tie into the Clone Wars television series. Alright. Yeah, so the Clone Wars TV series has a spin-off series of novels. That's nice. Officer Dorf, Friday the 13th Wiki. Dorf, TARDIS Data Core, the Doctor Who Wiki. Dorf, Dragon's Dogma Quest Wiki. Okay, I'm gonna... Dorf... Sport... No, that's apropos. Dorf apropos sports videos. You know what? I should be searching for Tim Conway Dorf. Dorf on the diamond. Oh, that's perfect. Dorf's golf bible. Apparently that's different from Dorf on golf. The world's luckiest short guy. Johnny Dorf stats. Tim Conway Dorf on golf videos. I can watch it on you repeat. Earth on the Diamond. Rated 5.8 out of 10. Since 1996, baseball superfan Dorf goes to the East-West All-Star Game. While enjoying the game, Dorf daydreams about being on the diamond himself and inspiring a team to greatness as their see full summary. As their... what was that? As their coach, a la General Patton. Alas, even in his daydreams, he's not entirely successful. Between daydreams, Dorf has his hands full coping with a bratty kid, a smart aleck peanut vendor, and his uncooperative car. See, this one has a plot summary, and it's maybe the lower the rated the Dorf movie, the more likely it is to have a plot summary. Be the first to add trivia for this title. I just want to see a list of Dorf movies. That's really all I want at this point. Okay, I've sussed it. I'm going to go to Tim Conway on Wikipedia and go to his filmography. As an actor, he's been in 10 things. Mama's Family, Cyclone, Flaza's Suite, USA Up All Night, On the Television, Beverly Hills Vamp, Dorf Goes Out. None of these things are the things that... Is he not an actor on the Carol Burnett Show? Is Tim Conway Jr. different from Tim Conway? It is different. Okay, apparently, like... I was looking at the IMDb page for Tim Conway's son. That explains that. Height, 5'6". Yeah, you take away the shins. That's the trick. That's the key to greatness. Trademark, his thick nasally voice. Okay, I'm looking for a list of movies. Okay, filmography. Alright, here we go. 126 items.
Next stop, West Oakland. This is your final opportunity to transfer to the Pittsburgh Big Boy train.
He's still alive.
Here, wait on the side of the platform.
Super Buddies, Deputy Sniffer.
Will be the next train to arrive.
Oh man, that's a
final destination about superhero of this train
dogs,
is Dublin Pleasanton.
Modern
arriving West Oakland.
Word Girl. Pound Puppies, Treasure Buddies. This stuff looks just like his career really just sustained itself. Oh man, he's still doing video shorts. Dorf and the Trial, video short 2011.
West Oakland.
Dorf and
this
the New
Trial.
It's got 8.2. That's way
train.
Better than Dorf on Golf.
Fremont Fast passengers board this train
he's
as well.
Really
listen
like
for transfer announcements down the line.
Budget $10,000. That's not bad. That's way more stars per dollar than Dorf on Golf got. Dorf and the Trial. Let's see if any of these. Dorf is on trial for the crime of the century in the world of golf. The golf crime of the century. See? Be the first to add trivia for this title. I want to just read the trivia. Dorf and the New Toga. These are all 2011. I wonder if they were all made the same day. That's what I would have done. I would have just hired this guy for one day, and then... Okay, this also has a budget of $10,000. Yeah, you know, I could spend $100,000 in a day making 10 short video shorts. Before addressing his people, Dorf must work out the issues with his new toga, made by his sarcastic and dim-witted... Both sarcastic and dim-witted slave girl. Oh, this video short has gender relations down pat. Alright. Dorf and the Tea Time. Oh, but spell T-E-E, get it? It's a golf thing. Hunting Buddies. Yeah, I know. A View from the Swing. Oh, Christmas Tree. 7th Heaven. He played Santa Claus in one episode of 7th Heaven. He played Gus in one episode of The Drew Carey Show. Okay, come on, give me some Dorf. Dorf on the Diamond. Okay, that was at the last 90s era Dorf. Dorf Goes Fishing. Dwarf Goes Auto Racing, Dwarf's Golf Bible, Dwarf and the First Games of Mount Olympus, Dwarf on Golf. Dwarf Goes Auto Racing, that sounds pretty good. You can't, the funny thing about that is that you don't even need to do the... They don't even need to do the shin trick because he's just going to be sitting in the car the whole time. So it's really just a movie about Tim Conway going auto racing and probably saying maybe funny things. World famous European race car driver, Dusseldorf. Oh, hey, that's, yeah, Dusseldorf comes to America to take on his greatest challenge. I get it. Okay, so challenge stock is hyphenated. But it's supposed to be the M-dash style hyphen that separates two ideas. To take on his greatest challenge stock, car racing, in the Indy 500. However, Dorf, with his usual skill, soon turns the race into a shambles and sets the world of stock car racing on its ear. Signed, A. Stooge. Like, A is his first name, or A is... Anyway, he's a stooge. I get it. I'm gonna see all photos. Two identical photos. Okay, here's one of... Presumably this is Dusseldorf wearing a driving helmet. And it says, Tim Conway is Dorf Goes... Okay, this is actually what it says. Tim Conway is Dorf Goes Auto Racing. Yeah, yep. That's what it... I read that right. What about the second photo? Okay, yeah, that's the second identical photo. There's probably some difference in, like, the JPEG encoding quality. That's my guess. Dorf Goes Fishing. He apparently plays Dorf and the Caveman. Be the first to add the plot. Oh, this had so many cast members. It's got like 6 people in it. Here's a review. As far as Dorf goes, Goes Fishing is on the lower end of the series of tapes. Maybe the idea of Dorf is still funny, but in Goes Fishing... Okay, that really needs like punctuation or capitalization or like an underline. But in Goes Fishing, the skits, which make up the short, just don't add up to 45 minutes of fun. More like maybe 4.5 out of 10, presumably, is what he means. Sure, seeing Dwarf as a caveman and fake fish flapping around, or even modern-day Dwarf fishing erroneously...
Next up, Lake Merritt.
Oh, I hate fishing erroneously with modern technology. Seems like fun. But something was lost in translation. Translation from the original German.
Passengers traveling to Hayward, South Hayward,
the best
Union
bit,
City,
the TV
or Fremont,
show commercial aspect of Dorf, but
the
IP program is... Okay, I'm just lost now. It's only a short bit in Leeds or Lens.
Final destination of this train is Dublin.
Like, you couldn't figure out which word to use, Leeds or Lens, to only a sporadically funny Dorf. Even for cabin... So, IP program... Like the word IP, that's the sort of thing that you'd find, like, with autocorrect doing, but, like, sporadically spelled with a T instead of a D, that is definitely not the sort of thing. This wasn't typed on a phone, is what I'm getting at. Oh, yes, February 2002, definitely not. Even for cabin viewing, where fishing is primarily king,
this
light entertainment doesn't add up to much. Rating 3. You know, this guy's probably right. I gave this... Okay, here's another. Baron Genitalstrassen. That's probably a funny joke in Germany. I gave this VHS feature a 10 out of 10 for this reason. If you have seen the other Dorf Fests, you know what you're going to see. That's also probably right. You are going to see a movie that is exactly the kind of humor that the preview tells and shows you it contains. Dorf don't expect no Oscar, and isn't, oh, I love that, isn't, with the apostrophe between the S and the N, even trying for a Boy Scout medal. This movie is not to be taken seriously, it's for fun people. The movie's main characters did great jobs, had good charisma between them. There were tons of other actors putting in small bits, some of which were amazingly funny. I laughed out loud in a few parts, and I almost never do that. There were some truly funny moments I found much funnier than I thought the film would be. When I told friends and family I saw it, they all said, "You did?" When I said I liked it, they said with even more incredulity, "You did?" I'm laughing at doing that simultaneously. Because, of course, because I don't like certain kinds of stupid humor. I liked The Million Dollar Hobo. The Million Dollar Hobo. It sounds... Class Warfare, that movie. But hated Austin Powers in the Saga of Goldmember. Yeah, I can understand that. Body humor doesn't do it for me. But the movie was surprisingly witty and funny without thinking it had to be disgusting and humorous. There were a few parts I could have lived without gladly, but overall you get to what you think you're going to get and more. I'm going to look that word up right now. Slampoons. I bet that's on Urban Dictionary. Slampoon. Slampoon on Twitter. Tweets about the Slampoon hashtag. Slampon. That's not the same thing. That's definitely not the same thing. Slampoon. Slampoon undefined. Can you define it? I could make one up. Soaking Lagoon, autocorrect says. Slam and... Lam... Oh, I can't move the cursor in this form field. It really doesn't want me to edit this. I'm just going to say Slam and Lagoon.
Next stop, Fruitvale.
I've submitted it. Oh, I can't... It wants me to sign in now. You don't do that. You ask me to sign in before I add the definition. That's not cool. Okay, well, we'll have to do... have to make do with the definition of slampon. Oh man, 20 words related to slampon. Oh, we're here. Soaked tampon. Perfect. Useful for getting drunk during the workday without the appearance of consuming an alcoholic beverage at your desk. There's no way I would have been able to get through today without my six-pack of slampons.